Mamas
and Dadas,
welcome to episode 6 of Mama Make Your Money Work. How you been doing, Jack?
I'm doing good.
Okay, well, today we're just gonna jump right in and had a request to talk about investing. So I need to tell you that I am by no means a guru in this. I am a student and learning as well. But I figured it'd be fine just to kind of give you a little bit of what I know and what I'm learning so far. So the first thing I want to give you guys a heads up on, there is a book called Broke Millennial Takes on Investing. This is a book. Let's see. The author is Erin Lowry. And I just bought a copy off of Amazon. And she kind of puts some things into plain language so you can understand how to get started in investing and what it's all about. And if you buy the book, which I bought mine on Amazon, if you buy the book, she will, and then you send her an email, like if you go to her Broke Millennial website, which is brokemillennial.com, then she'll give you a 30-day action plan for beginners. And so it kind of gives you a good thing, a good plan. I actually haven't opened mine yet. She sent me one, and it kind of gives you a good start to on what to do, some actual steps to get started on investing. But what I do, I use a lot of, I read books and I kind of do some research on my own. If there's anything that you don't know, then it's pretty easy to find the information. I know Investopedia, that has some awesome plain language information on investing, kind of explain some things to you.
How old do you have to be to invest?
Well, I mean, really, like your parents, like I started a custodial account for you and your sister.
So
I can, you know, manage that for now until
can we get money.
I mean, you get money. I mean, you don't get in any money from
the custodial.
The
why did you set up a custodial account if you can't get money?
I mean, you will later.
Well, I want to get money now. Is there like a way where we can like share it?
Okay, well, this is the thing you need to know about investing. Investing is best looked at from a long-term perspective. You can't look at it as something where you can get money now. Some people do some of those things like options trading and day trading. They try to get a quicker return on their efforts.
Like eBay.
No, like
you said, trading
as far as the stock market, Jack, you're making a mess. As far as the stock market, they'll do some trading and options and day trading and swing trading, things that'll give them a quicker return on their investment and efforts. But
so it's not the trading I'm thinking of,
right? It's the trading on the stock market, the New York Stock Exchange.
So they trade money for a living?
They trade shares of stock. And the stock is like a piece of a business that you own, a portion of a business or a corporation.
So if I had like 99.9999% of a business and I wanted to trade with somebody with 1%, why would I do that?
I mean, I don't know if that's a good example, really, Jack, but some people, they, like, if you have a business and then you want to grow your business, then a lot of times they will start, it's called an initial public offering, IPO. They will start to offer shares of their business on the stock market so people can purchase them, and then they use the money from those purchases to grow the business, make it, you know, international or national, whatever their goal is.
Should we make a podcast business so people can share stocks for our podcast?
Sure. Yeah, let's.
We should start. We should look into it.
Okay. Yeah, that's something we can shoot for.
Like, create a business inside of Anchor and, like,
I don't know, Jax. My point is, one of that, you know, there are different modes of participating in the stock market and investing your money more than there ever was before. So the one thing I want to tell you is that you and your sister have the best benefit of getting being in the stock market. That's from because you have a more time. You know, when you start when you're young and you be consistent, even if it's not a lot, then you have more time for that money to gain, more money. And over the long term, then you can build wealth that way.
So you're saying that now I have a stock of a business, or I just have nothing and I just have like an account laying around?
I mean, there's an account. I can't remember what exactly what stocks are in play in that custodial account. I can't remember. I could look it up.
So you're saying, like, when I get older, you're going to, like, give me the password and username or whatever?
Yeah, then we'll have to, you know, we'll have to divide it up with you and your sister. So, yeah, that's what I want. Oh, go turn the oven up. We're making a derby pie at 11:15 at night. There is school tomorrow, and we are going to pay dearly for this, for staying up this late. What are you doing, Jack?
It needs to be in there for like 6 minutes.
Okay. So.
So, like, one time our dad said something about you can invest in, like, McDonald's. So, basically, it's investing, like, if I invest this much amount of money, the business, like, McDonald's gives me more amount of money.
So, when you invest in a business by purchasing their stock, you are hoping to get a dividend, and a dividend is
more money than what you paid.
Right. So you buy that piece of stock, or how many ever shares, it's called shares, how many ever shares of stock of a corporation, then you will get like that. Some companies pay dividends quarterly. They might do every 6 months. They might do annually, but the dividend is they take how well or the profits of the business and give it back to the people who own shares of the stock. Those are called the shareholders. So if you bought some McDonald's stock and it did really well, then they'll say, okay, here's your portion based off of how much stock you have. Here's your portion of our profits, or, you know, and I'm putting it in as simplistic terms as I know. And here's your portion of the profits. And you can either have that money, you know, cash it out and use it in your life. Or you could just reinvest the dividends to buy more shares, which would get you more dividends whenever they give it out. So you get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want you guys to start thinking more in long term. I know, like, when you get your allowance, you want to buy stuff. But, you know, think about giving. That's one thing. And then think about possibly saving up funds so that when you get to an age where you can invest, you have some funds to do that with. My goal for you guys is if you could save $3,000 by the time you're 15 and you start investing regularly, then you'll have a nice little nest egg by the time you're in your 60s, 70s, or even sooner, you know, depending on what kind of choices you make with investing.
But how can, knowing me, how can I possibly save up $2,000 by the time I'm 15?
I mean, you can. You can. You're 12 now. If you just stop spending on just stuff, if you just say, I've got a bigger goal, then you start to accumulate more money and save it. It's just all about discipline. All about
right now my goal is to buy a mini fridge.
Okay, and that's fine. Buy your mini fridge. Also keep it in mind that you want to eventually save enough to start investing, you know, when you get older. Okay.
Okay.
So there are four types of investments that Dave Ramsey kind of advises us to get into. And let me say something real quick. Some people say that they feel like they should get out of debt first and then invest. I'm kind of do a mixture of both. I feel like I've squandered some time. I've kind of started my career later than most. Excuse me. So, I am kind of doing a two-pronged approach. I'm going to invest. I definitely max out the match with my employer of my 401k. I contribute up to the max of my 401k. Then I do some outside investing. And I also tackle debt. I just try to be very systematic about it. I'm not gazelle intense. For those of you who are familiar with Dave Ramsey, I'm not gazelle intense as far as I'm just hammering away at debt, just throwing everything I got at it. I haven't gotten to that point because I'm trying to get more astute and more knowledgeable, excuse me, about my investing strategy. So to go back to what I was saying, the four types of investments that Dave Ramsey suggests, you should have 25% of your portfolio in growth and income. And if you Google this, all you do is type in types of growth and income funds or stocks. And then he says another 25% in growth, another 25% in international growth, and another 25% in aggressive growth. Google those things. That's what I did.
Google is your best friend.
Yes, Google is your best friend. And then you might see some different articles about the best types of aggressive growth or the best type of international growth stocks that, hey, I'll just look at it, kind of skim through it, and you know, you want to take things with a grain of salt. I use E-Trade to do my Roth IRA investing, and I kind of look up the symbols that I read. I look up the symbols that I read about. I look at them, look them up in E-Trade, see if there's any information that I can get that makes me feel like, okay, I want to go ahead and invest in this particular mutual fund or stock. Now, a lot of mutual funds, they have an investment minimum sometimes. Sometimes it could be $1,000. Sometimes it could be $3,000. I do not have that kind of money. So I look for things that have zero minimum investment. And I look for things that have, you know, whatever is in my parameters of what I'm comfortable with, what I can afford. I'll go with that. Excuse me. So, I also speak to other people. There's a really nice pharmacist that I work with. He's like, gosh, I think he said he was 72. He's like really into investing. He sent me a little list of stocks to research and look at. And I've been kind of using that, using my own research, speaking to people to try to get, you know, reading. You just got to be a student all over again, a self-directed student.
And the student becomes the teacher.
Yeah, there you go. So I try to do those things to kind of get a good handle on maybe I should go this way or that way. I'm still learning, still finding out information. So I'm just kind of giving you what I have, the knowledge I have at this point. So I told you that I use E-Trade, but there are also other things that you can use to invest, and you don't have to be put in as much effort, like Acorns. Acorns is wonderful. You sign up for Acorns, and if you guys are interested, I can send you a link. Just hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under Mama Make Your Money Work.
And while you're there, why don't you go and follow us?
Yes, and I can send you a link to get you started with Acorns. And Acorns, you add your debit card to it, and for every purchase you make, they roll it up to the nearest whole dollar and take those few cents or whatever and put it into an investment account. You can choose how aggressive or what type of account you want.
What does that mean, like, when you say aggressive? Like, so it's basically like eBay's when you buy something online, that's then Acorn, like, what then?
Well, eBay, I know what you're talking about with eBay. That's kind of like eBay's, you get so much for everything you purchase, and they send you a check for it, which I do use eBay's, and that is a good thing to use to get some extra money. But Acorns, they take, like, if I bought something for $1.50, they would round it up to $2 and take 50 cents out of my account for that purchase and put it into my Acorn account, where I'm actually actively investing. They're doing all the legwork for all that.
But if you're investing, how are you gonna really invest 50 cents? Because don't you have to invest when you're investing, like, in a stock or something? And don't you have to like kind of sign an oath or something that you're gonna pay this amount of money for, like,
no, this okay. Time? So when you sign up for Acorns and they start an investment account, you're only saving. You're saving money they're putting it into an investment account, and they take that investment account money and they will put it towards
anything you want.
Different portfolios. So I have a moderately conservative portfolio. That is not very aggressive. So moderately conservative means I'm thinking more long term, and Acorns has it divided up into what kind of stocks they buy for you. So I'm not buying a whole stock, a whole share of a stock. Acorns is buying the whole share, and I'm buying a piece of that from Acorns.
With Acorns, could you also, like, is it like investing? Is it investing also saving up to what you want to invest it into, like a TV or a new, like, dishwasher part or something like that? Maybe a new house?
I mean, yeah, that's saving up where you're just putting those type of, if you have those type of goals, that's for a regular, like, savings account or some type of high yield savings or money market. Those are for those type of goals. Those are more short term goals. But for long term, where we're talking about having money for when you're retired, that's what you're doing when you're investing in the stock market, when you're using things like Acorn. There's another one called Robinhood that I use. That you probably should take that out. It's done. So back to my Acorns account, they just take the monies and deposit it into an investment account. That investment account is spread out among different types of stocks, be it large, small company, real estate, government bonds, corporate bonds, international company stocks. So they're just, all of this to say, there are different modalities to use if you want to get a little bit, your feet a little wet in investing. I know people who do stuff like, you know, swing trading. I bought a book about it. I haven't got to that yet. I really don't know if I would have the time to do that because you have to, you know, put in a lot of effort and kind of watch the market a little bit, from what I understand. But yeah, those things take a little bit more effort than what I have time for.
People have ever got an Acorns account and the money in their account that they save, they spent it some on like short term stuff.
Yeah, people can do that. You can withdraw money from Acorn at any time. And that, like, you might have a goal. You might have a short term goal and you want to use Acorn as a way to get there. It won't help you in the long term if you keep taking out your money. But if you're okay with that to meet your short-term goal, then that's fine. But what I guess we're kind of running short on time. But what I would say is if you want to get started, if you just have no clue what to do, I would start an Acorn account. And they ask you some questions about what your goals are, and then they match you up with the best portfolio based off of your answers, if I'm thinking correctly. But you go ahead and get started with some Acorns. And while you're doing your Acorns, that's really like, you know, investing without even thinking about it. But after you get your Acorns set up, start reading some books. Start Googling some things.
Listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm. You might want to open, you know, a brokerage account. There's tons. Vanguard, Charles Schwab,
Dave Ramsey,
E-Trade. And oh, yes, you can listen to, talking about the website.
Yeah, when you said E-Trade.
E-Trade, Charles Schwab, Vanguard. There's Betterment. There's tons that you can explore on when you want to get started or get a little bit deeper into it. You can explore those different methods. Oh, and another book I want to mention that is awesome is, I think I've mentioned it before, but it's The Simple Path to Wealth. It's by J.L. Collins. This is a great introduction to some plain language investment. I mean, it's really simple.
We need to figure out how to write our own book.
Yeah, I think we should. That would be a good idea. But he puts it like, he takes a lot of the mystery out of it.
Simple.
Yeah, you do want to do your research on things, but the actual breakdown of, you know, how you should structure yourself and set yourself up for long-term wealth building, he makes it really easy. So I advise you to get that and check out Broke Millennial as well. If you have any other books that some of you have already read that y'all want to share, download the Anchor app and leave us a message. And again, there's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow us, leave us messages, anything that you want to talk about or questions. If I don't know it, maybe someone else does. We're going to put some ads in our episode today, so make sure
you help us out.
Yes, make sure you check those out. Other than that, Jack, I guess we're going to eat some pie. I mean, it's like 11:30. We're nuts, aren't we?
Yeah. That's Derby Pie.
Yeah, we're gonna eat some Derby.
Which has nuts in it, right?
Yeah, the Derby Pie has nuts in it, and we're definitely nuts for staying up this late. When we have school tomorrow.
You're picking us up from school tomorrow, right?
We'll figure that out. Yeah, I might ride the bus, but I have to work tomorrow night. But
download
the Anchor app. Listen to this episode and all of our previous episodes. Share it with your friends. And yeah, I guess that's it for tonight. This was episode 6. Yeah. All right, y'all have a good night and a good week.
Ciao.
Ciao.